Haskell, brother and sister, St. Helena, California, July 16, 1908. Elder Haskell Box, 597, Oakland, California. Dear brother and sister Haskell, there are some things I wish to bring before you. I have been perplexed to meet the current of unbelief that has so long been undermining the confidence of the people of God in the light He is giving through the testimonies. In the night season, a representation was given me of ways by which we may strengthen the faith of our people. I was instructed that we must keep before their attention the lessons that God gave to Israel through their leader Moses. In the experience of Israel, every new move that was made was to be a carrying out of the principles given them by God during their 40 years of wandering. Read the history of this people just before they came into possession of Jericho. The book of Deuteronomy is a most interesting book. We should rehearse more often the history of events that it contains. We do not dwell enough on these wonderful experiences. Moses was instructed to repeat over and over to Israel the history of their experiences, their failures, and their victories. I am referred to the history of our meetings and gatherings in Australia. At these camp meetings, the Lord laid the burden upon His servants to appreciate the light that was being given through the messages of His Spirit. Ministers and leading men were led to substantiate the testimonies the Lord gave for the instruction of His church. These words, spoken before large audiences, are to be republished. For there are many who need these strong arguments in order to help them to vindicate the light given by God to His people. In our ministry of the Word, the Lord would have affirmative evidence given to the people. I have been reading the bulletins of 1893 and 1897. They contain most decided testimony in the affirmative, testimony which, if presented to the people, will prove a power for the truth. The Spirit of the Lord was upon these ministers as they bore their testimony before thousands of people. Please notice particularly Elder Jones's talks beginning on pages 5, 164, 178, 296, and 358 of the General Conference Bulletin for 1893, and his series on The Spirit of Prophecy in the Bulletin for 1897. We are to take some of these discourses and republish them as soon as suitable plans for doing so can be made. They contain the most decided testimony that we can bring before the people at this time. Again and again the message comes to me: repeat the messages that have been given under the dictation of the Spirit of God. I have not yet recovered from my sickness. I have but little appetite, but have slept better the past 2 nights. I am much oppressed by the heat. While I write, my left eye is bound up, but this experience I have had many times before. I will hasten off these lines to you, that you may know how my mind is being exercised. I urge you again to read the bulletins of 1893 and 1897. You will see how ably Elder Jones has handled the subject of the testimonies. The Lord, who saw the end from the beginning, gave to Jones, Dr. Kellogg, and several others a message at that time that was right to the point, and which would be a powerful witness to the testimonies that God had sent to His people. All we have to do is to present in our conferences the arguments of these men, given under the inspiration of the Spirit of God, and at a time when Mrs. White was in a far country. There are persons coming into the truth who know little or nothing of the experiences of Mrs. White, and these, unless enlightened, when placed in trying and responsible places, will reveal weakness. Here, in these articles, the objections to the testimonies are fully met. The blessing of the Lord attended the meetings where these discourses were given. The light given me is: let these men who have given heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils read their own productions and see who has changed. Set these questions before the people in the affirmative. All who are newly come to the faith should have them.